situation. Key at my foot, meowing out a conversation. Rocking back and forth, that's my only destination. Old man on the back porch, old man on the back porch.
Oh boy, oh boy, boy. Oh boy, oh boy. Doodle, doodle, boop, boop. Stick it up and up, butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And
that's all.
Casey makes three. I guess it would be two.
Oh.
Hi, hello and welcome, everybody, to an especially ripe...
Bend over and take it up the tailpipe!
...episode of How Sadness the Podcast. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one, the only, the underwear taker.
It's me. Casey, I've never had cow tongue, but I have had your mom's tongue, Stoddard.
Oh.
Boom.
For dinner?
I mean, sure, why not?
For dinner and for fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's dinner and a show.
Mm-hmm, dinner and a dessert. yeah, dinner and a show. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. You know.
Well, I don't know. 100,000 pounds?
I think when my brother-in-law came to visit, he had tongue tacos.
Oh, yeah, gross.
Which sounds like a sexual innuendo.
Yeah.
Like tongue pink taco.
Yeah, yeah. Tongue taco.
Tongue taco. Yeah, I don't know. Me and...
It's just a lot of labia.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
On there. Yeah.
Yeah, just eating some tongue taco.
Ugh.
That's just a really aggressive American term for French kissing.
Oh.
You know?
I like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever try tongue.
No.
No, it just doesn't seem like it'd be good.
No, I don't think it. I don't think it would be either. I wouldn't. I don't know if my first time trying it would be at a taco stand.
Oh yeah,
especially even though they might have the best kind of cooking techniques and marinating and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of them are a little iffy. I've been to some places.
Oh
where
yeah,
I was like, I don't know about this.
This place that I tried was really fucking good. I think I talked about it, but. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm not like totally against it, eating tongue, but I wouldn't pick it myself.
Mm-hmm.
If it was like, I'll give you something for eating tongue.
Mm-hmm.
We can eat tongue taco if you eat this tongue taco kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, giddy up.
Yes. Sign me up, cowboy. This me? Which one's me?
You're right here.
Need a little more juice in the headphones.
Oh, that's not headphones.
Oh, that's not headphones.
No, this is your headphones.
The knob. That's what it is. There it is.
No worries.
Yeah. I mean, my grandpa always eats gizzards, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel like just, it's like I'm a big texture person. I feel like that the tongue would be very weird and tough, I feel like. I don't know.
It's kind of a strange thing to think about.
It's really muscly, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd assume so.
Ugh.
I feel like I'm sure there's like tricks of marinating it or something where it softens it up quite a bit.
Yeah, you're soaking in pussy juice for 9 days or something.
Yeah.
The juiciest of the juice. Yeah.
What is this? This chicken is delicious. What is the marinade you use? Well, a couple tablespoons of brown sugar, a couple tablespoons of soy sauce, and then just a gallon of pussy juice. Yeah.
Squirt.
Just
the soda? No.
No.
No. Sorry.
No. Oh, yeah, I know. People use 7-Up to do their chicken all the time. So you use Squirt, huh? Yeah. It's a it's a bold choice, but... Yeah.
Not much lemon or lime, just more...
No, yeah.
Vaginal secretion.
It's like the water boy thing. I'll have a scotch and water, hold the scotch, just be like, yeah, I'll have a squirt, hold the lemon and lime,
hold the soda part, bring on the female orgasm.
Oh, you just want all right, the old world star drinking fountain.
Oh boy,
disgusting. Yeah. You guys, we're back after a week off, and man, it felt like two, I'll tell you. But
my ass.
We've been keeping our asses out of trouble, and covered in sweat.
Mm-hmm. It's hot.
It's very hot.
it's that great time of year when it's super fucking hot and the whole state's on fire.
Oh yeah, it's lovely. I saw some clickbait articles that were like, this heat is making men's penises bigger.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, it's like they may appear bigger or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Well, I saw one that legit just said makes penises bigger, and I was like, well, that's wrong. They're just trying to get away from your hot ass body. That's what what penises do.
Yeah,
man.
They don't even want to be here.
No, not in this heat. Yeah. Get away from me, creep. Like, is trying to cuddle in the heat. Mm-hmm. Your own dick won't cuddle with you.
Yeah.
Neither will your balls.
No. Those fuckers.
Even that fat one.
Even those fat balls won't even cuddle up.
No, they are gone.
Yeah.
Gone to the races. I don't know.
I accidentally shut them in the doorway the other day.
Balls?
Yeah, they were trying to leave.
Wow.
Yeah.
They just slammed the door on themselves. Yeah, they were like, I'm getting out of here one way or the other.
Don't let the door hit you on your way out.
Yeah.
They
Fuck
did.
This shit. Going back to Michigan.
Tried to guillotine themselves out and become their own balls.
Yeah.
Sorry, fellas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It's fucking hot. There's like a fire the size of Philadelphia in Northern California.
What?
Yeah, dude. It's like 90,000 acres wide.
Oh, my God. I didn't even hear about that shit.
It's up in Redding. It's like 700 miles away, but that's still a huge-ass fucking
that's
fire,
That's fucking
dude.
Crazy.
Yeah, someone said it, too. Some fucking, yeah. What a
fucking
world.
And so it's like, did they catch him?
Yeah, they caught him. But like, yeah, it's fucking going,
and
man.
He's pretty much said, like, I did it maliciously.
I don't know.
It wasn't like an accident or some shit.
I don't think so, yeah.
Because I'm sure there's been
I don't think it was an accident.
Plenty where it's like, hey. No fires out camping because you guys are all too stupid to know how to control it.
Well, that big one last year that like I called in to work because it was like kind of by where I worked. It was started by homeless people trying to cook food.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's like, rough.
Yeah.
Canned food.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah. Microwaves.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, I don't know.
get a microwave.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It sucks, man. There's one in Santa Clarita right now.
That's too much.
Yeah.
It's too damn much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fuck. What do they need a fire for? You just throw an egg on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Cooked.
Yeah.
Right there. It's hot enough.
Mm-hmm.
Hot enough for you.
But anyways, it's fucking hot as shit.
Yeah, it's very
hot. We're all dying.
But I don't know. It just sucks. No more. I don't have any other heat shit.
We went to some open mics where they didn't have any air conditioning.
Yeah, we went to one that was insane.
That was stupid. Like, why would you, I've been in there. I'm pretty sure they have AC. They have to have
they
AC
do.
In there.
They definitely,
room.
I felt it kick on a couple of times, but
Turn
it was already
shit.
Too late.
Crank that shit.
I think it's because the hosts didn't, like, tell them ahead of time.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone else there that is actually working there is like, doesn't give a fuck. They're like, oh yeah
totally.
Tonight's comedy night. Mm-hmm. Especially since it's not every week that they even do it.
Yeah.
So like I don't fuck man if you're a host somewhere like that even out of your own self-interest call ahead and be like hey show starts at 8 or whatever time it starts can you turn the AC on at fucking 6 o'clock please like just let it run holy shit
yeah the rooms are it's already like 90 in there then you pack like 30 to 40 people in there and it's just fucking hell
it had to have been like, at least 100 degrees in
there. Yeah
like minimum because I was like dripping wet.
Yep.
So much so that I was like, I was afraid to stand up to go get more beer because I thought I had that line of ass sweat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Down my pants.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear in the summer is just standing up and because I always wear khakis.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Standing up and just fucking swamp ass and then the world's.
Yeah.
The world's your fucking. You just look like a fucking swamped ass fuck.
I got to make some pants. I'll design some pants that already look like that.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
And then that way. It can never get worse.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh no, I saw him standing up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how those pants look.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to start wearing chaps.
Yeah.
And just fucking let
just
letting
sweat
the
it
cheeks breathe.
Right on the seat. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Just leaving a wet seat.
Yeah.
You would just hear like a suctiony like.
Yeah.
As you stood up.
No one would fucking steal my chair.
No. Yeah. That's very true. Yeah, that is a danger of some of these open mics.
Yeah, people swoop in and steal your shit.
It's like they're just staring from a corner too. As soon as you move, I've had people come and sit in a seat that you were sitting in when you went to go get beer, and I would even say like, "Hey, my buddy just went to get a beer," and they're like, "So what?"
Yeah,
and you're like, "Okay, this, it just doesn't exist," and it's like, "Move your feet, lose your seat."
Yeah.
We're all still adults, man. Like
I had a guy sit on my joke book, and I was like, hey, I like grabbed my hoodie. He's like, oh, sorry. I was like, you're sitting on my joke book too.
You're sitting on all of my stuff.
He's like, oh, my bad. And I was like, then he just gave it to me. I was like, oh, okay. So you're not gonna.
So you just
give
yeah.
me my CPAC.
You're not all gonna thanks, move man. From sitting yeah. on top of all my things.
Yeah. Fucking. Ugh. I mean, I can sit down and then you can sit on my lap. You know.
Yeah.
Really drive point. Really drive your point home that you don't yeah. give a fuck that I was sitting here.
You should have. Yeah. Just sat right on his
yeah,
lap.
Yeah, that would have been great. Ugh.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just so silly.
Yo, I was wondering why my ass cheek felt weird.
All right. Yeah. Cool, man. Yeah, I don't know. We stayed longer than I thought I'd be able to take it.
Yeah, we were there probably about an hour and a half.
Yeah. People were laughing more than I thought they would be.
Yeah.
It's probably just out of delirium.
That's yeah, I think I reached a point where I was just like, fuck, this is so hot. And then everyone was just like, you just could see like everybody was fucking pissed.
Yeah.
And like yeah. it kind of got yeah, it just kind of reached like what the fuck are we going to do? Let's suffer through it. And yeah,
I couldn't even think straight.
No, me neither. I was like running through bits while people were on stage, and I was like just losing interest, and I was yeah. just like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking ugh.
I was all I could think about was colder shit, and so I was like, yeah. when I go up there, I'm just going to try to mix colder things into my jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be like I was eating Subway in an igloo the other day, or just like yeah. just like everything, just add like I was in Alaska and, mm-hmm. and this thing happened. I couldn't think of yeah. anything like to neat to do. Yeah, I was yeah. just like fucking throw all the cold shit on that you can.
I was thinking about if I would have, neither of us got up either.
No,
so that
yeah.
sucks. Yeah, it's just sitting in heat. But I was thinking, because it's like a woke room, you know, and everyone's all
oh, it is that it
shit.
Is fairly yeah.
I was gonna be like, how about all the white people use their white privilege to get the AC turned on, huh, folks?
There you go.
Come on, guys, let's band together and help out these sweating minorities right now. You know, that probably would have got a fucking standing ovation.
Oh yeah, dude, especially at that room.
Yeah, but then I would be like, it wasn't my idea; it was somebody else's. So don't give me the credit. That would have been the wokest thing to ever happen since
uh-huh.
you know.
You can do it! Give it. Cut his fucking head off!
Give it, just giving the credit away to something yeah. else. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh man. Oh fuck. Well, on the way to another mic, we're getting ready to leave. Casey and I are getting ready to. I don't know why I just decided to direct. I think it's because you went to take a drink. I started talking to them instead of you.
Yeah.
We went to leave to get a Lyft. I'm doing great. Mm-hmm. To go get a Lyft, an Uber, for those of you who don't know Lyft. And on our way out, the downstairs neighbor, the brother of the woman that we've mentioned before, we've mentioned the brother countless times as well, as
yeah.
you probably
he's
remember.
He's a punching bag. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's a punching bag. He's also the bleach drinker.
Yeah.
The ambulance calling.
Yeah, he's just
non-breather.
A mess.
Yeah, just both of them are just such a mess.
Yeah.
I turn the corner and I usually don't turn the corner so quickly if their door is open, because she's also topless all the time when she does
yeah.
laundry. So Casey mm-hmm. and I both
yep.
had to see that. And so you just kind of, you tread lightly on your way mm-hmm. out of the doorway. And so I just blast out the door and I see someone down there, and immediately I'm like, oh shit. And then it's him in a fucking purple moist shirt.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And for anybody that's listened to this for over 7 months, around Christmas, I'm sure I talked about this on one of the episodes. I don't remember for
yeah,
sure.
Probably.
I had a whole bag of packages stolen from the front of the apartment complex.
Yeah.
And so I noticed it, and I didn't even think about it. I didn't even put two and two together immediately. And then you were like, dude, do you think that's from that set of shit that was stolen? And so the next day I looked up like all the stuff that was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things was a large purple moist shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
of course, yeah.
So I was just like, God damn it. Like,
what, mystery.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, how the fuck did this happen? I didn't, you know, I've been over it for a couple months just because I had to replace all the shirts. I lost one sale because she was pissed that it didn't get to her in a timely manner.
Yeah.
And, so that's whatever, but I'm mostly upset that I lost a VHS tape of the Hug-A-Bunch movie that I bought for my sister that I can't
yeah.
find.
Yeah.
I can't find it at all anymore. And so it's whatever. Like I said, I've been over it. It's not like I was missing something crazy important. So I'm just waiting. There's like, I think it's like two, it might have been like the next day.
Yeah, it was the next
day. Was it
yeah.
the next day?
Yeah, yeah.
It was that Thursday?
Yeah.
I was talking to my brother-in-law on the phone, And I just kept checking the window to see when he would be walking back. And so I'm talking to him, and he shows up. And so I'm like, oh, shit, man, I got to go. I got to talk to this dude. Do you want to hear it, or do you want me to let you go? Because I had told him about it. And so he's like, no, man, just leave me on. And so I just had him in my ear like the whole time as I was confronting them. And I was just
spreading the word about these fuckers downstairs.
Exactly. I was just like, hey, guys, like, and they were both just super fine. No clue, like, anything's wrong, anything like that. And I was just like, hey, man, I just got to ask you a quick question. Where did you get that shirt you were wearing yesterday? And he's like, what shirt? And I was like, the shirt that says Moist on it, like it does on my headband right here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh my goodness, I don't know. I don't see her. She get it for me. She starts to panic.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
Like,
and she's
like, oh, got me.
Yeah, exactly. And so, so she starts panicking, and cause he's like, where'd you get this from? You can tell he's just like half an invalid where buys his shit and then he wears it. And, so then she just starts like tripping over her own words and like saying stuff. She's like, oh, I get it from someone else. I was like, who'd you get it from? Someone in the apartment? She's like, you know, a girl, she moved a couple months ago. The girl who moved a couple months ago. I was like, yeah, what about her? Did she steal it and give it to you? She's like, oh, I think maybe I got it from the Grove. And every once in a while she's like speaking Armenian to him.
Uh-huh.
So I'm barely understanding what's happening as he's also, they're terrible at communicating in general, even if I knew how to speak their language, they interrupt each other and constantly. Yeah. And it's just really hard to get anything out of them. But she's just like changing her story like crazy. Oh, no, I get it at the Grove. And the Grove is a mall.
Yeah.
Out here. And I was like, you did not get it at the Grove. Like the only place you can buy it from is online or from me. And she's like, oh, my goodness, you make these. You should make me a shirt. And like trying to like change the thing. And he's like, no. Like being like, you do not ask him to do that after this. And he's like getting at her about it. Like, where did you get this? Where did you get this?
Yeah.
And she's just like, like just fumbling. I don't know. I either get it from there. And she's like pointing like where the Grove would be or I get it from there. And she's pointing at the mailbox. I was like, so you got it at the mailbox? And she was just like, oh, no, I don't, and just like so much. And I was like, I can't do this all night. It's already been like 5-6 minutes of this shit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, listen, here's the thing. I need to know who took it. So if you know who took it and gave it to you, you need to tell them to talk to me or at least tell me who did it. Because I need to just have a word with them. And I also need to try to get that tape back. And, so I was just like, I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
You guys deal with whatever. So then I left. And as soon as I got back on the phone, my brother-in-law goes, oh, that bitch is lying. Like, just like,
yeah, man.
Oh, she is guilty. Like,
yeah, dude.
And so I was just like, I told the accountant at work and I was like laughing. And she's like, that's crazy that you're laughing because that's a shitty ass thing to do. I was like, oh, I've been over it for a while. It's not like anything crazy to me that much, but I mean, it cost me money. I probably didn't make, I made way less of a profit off those shirts
than
I would have because I had to send them twice.
Yeah.
But
well, there was more. It was more than just. It was a bunch of shit. It was a shirt, a tape.
Oh yeah, dude. So there was,
what all was in there?
So there was one package. There was one package that was all stuff for my sister and brother-in-law for Christmas.
Yeah.
Two or three gifts for her birthday, which is in December, and for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Christmas present for him, and then there was that tape for my sister, and then just like a bunch of stickers and buttons and stuff that I make that I was sending out to them. And then I also had three people's orders. So I had two shirts in one, there was three in another, and then there was two in another one.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's not just one shirt and a tape. It's a bunch of shit.
Yeah, it's like it was like 11 or 12 pieces.
Yeah.
Just gone. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to remake the rest of the biggest thing that really bummed me out the most was that it was around Christmas.
Yeah.
And no one got their packages before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily a bunch of them were really cool about it. And then this other lady was just kind of like pretended to be cool at first and then was a total fucking bitch. And I was just like, you can just cancel.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, this was not my fault at all. Mm-hmm. Like, But yeah. So like I said, I was over it. Yeah. You know, the tape would be nice to get back, but there's no fucking way I'm getting it. And so then a couple days pass, and during those days they keep bumping into you.
Yeah, they kept saying they wanted to talk to you. And I was like, well, he's upstairs. And they're like, okay, we'll do it later. I was like, just go fucking talk to him.
Yeah.
I saw her, like, she just like walks around like she owns a place. Like,
yeah.
Saw her fucking eating a banana, and then she just tosses the peel over the fence into the fucking like people's next door's like little like garden thing. I was like, what the fuck? Who are you? Like, what is wrong with you?
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ, man.
Just King Banana.
Yeah.
Queen.
Yeah.
She's also someone that I think we've mentioned this, but we were seeing the dollar store carts out front of our apartment building often. And then one time I worked from home and I saw her pushing it up. And then she just like, I think I helped her with the groceries even. And then she was just like, went inside. I was like, you're just leaving the cart there? And she was just like, oh yeah, someone will take it. I was like, no, that's not how this works. That's like two or three blocks away. Yeah. That's not like how this works.
Last time I saw her, she had somebody from the store come with her and like take the cart back for her.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's an adventure.
So we ended up chatting. I wasn't looking forward to it because I just didn't really care.
Yeah.
I wanted to get an answer, but I didn't think even if she did, I wouldn't get a full answer.
Mm-hmm.
So then I go down there and I talk, and they're being like so, like, it's just so trying to be accommodating. Like, Jacob, please sit down. You sit down. And I was like, no, I'm fine. Like, I'm not sitting. Like, it's fine. I don't want to sit. I don't want to get comfortable at all. And the way they talk, even when I've gone in there before to talk to them about other shit, or like, she paid me $10 to fix a fan that she bought the other day. Like, I fixed her vacuum like multiple occasions, and I just don't like to sit. It feels like the witch from Hansel and Gretel. Like, it feels like someone's getting you to sit on an X.
Yeah,
that not a piano is going to fall on, but you're gonna you're gonna get like trapped or something. And so I'm always that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
but it's just that thing.
Yeah, when I've talked to him, when I've talked to her, it's always felt like she's like talking down to you.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
She thinks you're stupid.
Yeah,
and it really
like,
bugs me.
I'm like, that's the
it
opposite.
It really fucking bugs me. Just so it's so fucking condescending. I don't know what it is. It's just some like she just
there's
like,
a tone.
Yeah, it's like a tone, and then just like I don't know. It's hard to describe. But immediately I'm like, she thinks I'm fucking stupid or something. Like.
You know what? I don't know what it is, because I've noticed that a bunch. But the thing is I've never ever noticed any part of her that's been smarter or like had the wherewithal of knowing something more. I mean, I had to talk to her when I got her that lift and convince her she wasn't going to be kidnapped.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bought her that lift, and she's like, Jacob, if they kidnap me, you need to find me. And I was like, they're not going to kidnap you, man. Like, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, and she does. She was doing, so there was that whole thing. It was like you know, it's weird. It's like a mix between like a babying thing
and
condescending. And so they're like, please sit down. And I was like, you guys, I'm good. I'm an adult. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to stand. I don't want to be here for very long. I don't want to get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they're just like, okay, well, here we are. And she's like, would you like, you have some candy. You have candy? And she like has this bowl of like little chocolates and shit. I was like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm so good. I don't want anything. Like, I don't want anything. Let's just do this. And so then they both just start going at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like so much at once. I wish I could have recorded it. It's just so much at once, and then it becomes the exact same shit repeated.
Mm-hmm.
He's constantly repeating himself. She's repeating herself.
Yeah.
And what he's saying the whole time is he's trying to get the point across that he knew she was lying because she's known his sister for so long.
Yeah.
And she was flubbing her words. Or what did he say? He said he didn't say flubbing. He said something else, and she had no clue what he was talking about.
Yeah.
She's like, flub, what is flub? It might have been flubbing. She's like, what is flub? What is flubbing? And he was like, when you are not saying what you want to say. You try to say something, you say eight different things. And like, just all this shit. And then she just keeps looking at me and giving me this weird like smile.
Yeah.
Like sorry. Like that, like a sitcom smile. Like, whoa, did I do that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
And
you
I'm,
did that.
Yeah, I was like, you did. So I guess it turns out, which I don't even know if this is true, from what they were saying, is he grilled her long enough that she finally said that she got it from the mailbox area, but she said it had been there for so long that she finally just took it. And she was claiming that it was only the one shirt.
Yeah.
Which would mean someone came in, mm-hmm. grabbed all the packages,
yeah.
opened them, mm-hmm. and then decided which shirts they wanted to keep,
yeah.
and then left a shirt behind. Mm-hmm. And if I'm giving her benefit of the doubt, I would say someone stole some shit, brought it into the laundry room and opened it,
yeah.
and then maybe left some shit in there. Mm-hmm. Because if it was out front by the mailboxes, I would have seen it that day when I came home from work,
yeah.
and I would have been like, oh, that sucks. Like, I guess I'm resending this. Like, mm-hmm. so yeah, she just kept making excuses for what it was there for so long. It was there so long, Jacob. You have yeah. no idea. I was like, yeah. no, I do. I live above you. Like, yeah. I have to pass by everything you do. And he was just like, I knew she flub. And I was like, I know you told me 100 fucking times already. And then she goes into this thing about he's so this. And I'm like, sometimes, and she's holding her palm out. And he's so straight like this. And sometimes you need this. And she starts like putting her hand to the top of her hand, by like open palm, closed palm, whatever the fuck. And I was like, what is that? Does that mean you just, every once in a while you got to steal some shit? Like,
yeah.
And she's just like, Jesus, he was straight. He was so straight. Never any of this. Never any of the flip-flop, like none of this. And I was like, what are you fucking saying? Like, yeah. what is happening at all? And she just kept going, and I'm just like, hey, okay, bye-bye. I mean, as long as you didn't take it. And then at one point, they were like, how much did it cost? I was like, I don't want money. Just keep the shirt. I actually think it's cool that you have a shirt of mine that you can wear. I don't think it's cool how you got it, but that's fine. And then so she gave me some money, and so she pretty much just ended up buying a shirt from me.
Yeah.
And I was like, at a certain point, I was like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm already really sick of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that came across because they kept talking about it. And I was like, listen, after today, I don't want to hear about it ever again because I'm done. I'm just done with it. I'm so done. And fuck, what was I just going to say? God damn it. Somebody, one of them said something else. They just, I don't know. They just kept going. It was just too much.
Well, I'm glad I wear a small.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Maybe that could cover one tit.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, the whole time she's just asking me still to make her stuff and shit. Ugh. And the brother is like, he's not going to do that. He's yeah. not going to, that is not fair of you to ask. And I was like, this is the first time I've ever heard him be like smart
about
anything.
Yeah. And not just get shit on.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. Is I finally said like, okay, listen, as long as you guys didn't steal all of the packages and you don't have the VHS tape, then I'm over this. That's what it was. It was a long story, but it was a wild. It was a fucking wild ass thing. Just mm-hmm. wild as shit.
Yeah, dude. Nick Cannon, wilding out.
Wild now. That's what
Nick Cannon does now.
Yeah, that's what she thought when she saw that shirt. Oh, yeah.
I remember those days.
Yeah. At one point, she tried to give me shit about leaving a package at the front.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, that's not a thing you should do. Yeah. Like, so I shouldn't do certain things because people are pieces of shit.
Yeah, because
like,
you're gonna, it's tempting.
Yeah. You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, fuck you.
It's the end of that story. That was a long one. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. Which, am I going the right way? No.
Oh yeah. We got a... Huh? Oh, yeah. Huh? We got a... Huh? Huh? That one's my favorite.
I didn't say you were retarded. You said you were retarded.
Oh, that's a good one.
We got a bunch of new Lorraines.
Are these the same ones? The fuck is that? So good.
It's like, I don't know. She's like, I think she takes a drink of something and it's bad. And she spits it out and is like,
anyways. Oh, Lorraine.
Oh, yeah. All right. Back to the laughs here. Yeah. All right, you guys. We'll get going here now with a little bit of.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. Well. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly. Oh, the wouldn't fuck me's.
I've got muscles, Greg. Would you fuck me?
Well, would you? Could you in a box?
What should I do?
Sorry.
I like it.
Yeah. We're back to that.
All right, so let's do it.
All right. Start her off.
Zelda Rubinstein.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, that classic broad. Classic beauty.
I will suck your fucking dick. I will let you fuck me.
Zelda Rubinstein wouldn't fuck me, not even if I buried my dick in her Native American burial ground.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No.
Yep.
What is... Wait, I don't know who that is.
She's the old lady from The Poltergeist.
Oh, is she? Okay.
With the weird voice.
This house... That...
Yeah.
This house...
The little tiny
one?
Yeah. This house is clear.
Yeah. That fucking... hot chocolate.
I like it. All right. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna butcher this name, but it's Ana de la Reguero.
Mm-hmm.
The best I'm getting. She's in Nacho Libre, Narcos, Eastbound and Down.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Cowboys and Aliens.
Okay.
Anna wouldn't fuck me, not even if we played Bus Boys and Aliens. Analians.
Bus Boys.
I was
Do
the
they
bus.
Have a lot of
I was
anal
the bus
sex?
Boy. Yeah, I guess okay. So. Yeah.
Oh.
He's like, let me clear that plate and let me. I don't know.
Plate for some butt fucking.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. She Fair wouldn't. No, you're fine. Go ahead.
No, I got nothing.
She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I was nacho labia. Okay. And I just ate her out like a plate of nachos.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my goodness, this piece is all melted together. That counts as one. You know, mm-hmm. people tend to do with nachos. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I caught Pablo Charizard.
Oh.
Very rare. Very rare drug kingpin and Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And Anna, she wouldn't fuck me. Oh, I got two more. Anna, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I went eastbound and down on her.
I was going to say that. Good. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was like, I was thinking about east, like northeast, southwest. How'd you remember how to say that?
Never eat soggy waffles.
Me too.
Or worms.
I came up with a new one.
There was a...
It's never ejaculate succulent whiskey.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or they'll suck you dry.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best kind of whiskey dick you can get.
Yeah. One of my teachers was like, her name was Mrs. Sternberg. She's like, never eat Sternberg waffles. And we were like, shut up, bitch.
Not clever.
Yeah. And so she killed herself.
Oh, no.
She didn't do it. She didn't.
I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them.
Allison Ashley Arm. She plays the weird-looking girl on AP Bio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her my AD Bio. I don't know what that means. Advanced dick.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
Biology or something.
AD is a little different than ED.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Anal dysfunction.
Yeah. Oh, that would suck.
Yeah.
Your anus keeps prolapsing.
Oh, God, mm-hmm. That's awful.
Yeah. She wouldn't fuck me. Allison Ashley Arm wouldn't fuck me. Not even if it was sunny with a chance of me and me under a tree and jerking me off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Sunny with a chance of skeet balls.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I figured that was pretty obvious.
Yeah, that one's
a little
obvious.
Too obvious.
Yeah, so yeah.
I'm gonna do a little bit of mist.
I like
erection.
Oh, okay. I like it.
That's all.
I do that sometimes. I have to write them down anyways, even if they're like too easy. Mm-hmm. Or I think that you're gonna get them. I'll leave it and then hope you'll say it afterwards. Mm.
Yeah.
The way that I just did with yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
Deora Baird.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah. She's in such films as Wedding Crashers, The Texas mm-hmm. Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning, My Best Friend's Girl, Stan Helsing, and she was once a model for Guess.
Ooh.
Yeah. Deora Baird. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I bared my soul to her.
Nice.
You know? She wouldn't fuck me, not even if we played Guess This Mess.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if we played Guess Who's Inside You.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I chopped my dick off and turned that shit into a pussy.
Yeah, she's a lesbian, though.
Mm-hmm.
Follow her on Instagram.
Dior Baird, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was a great spreading catcher.
Oh, I like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you know? Mm-hmm.
Pussy catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Or catcher in the thigh.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like that quite a bit. And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was a sexist grandpa wrestler.
Okay.
It's the closest thing I could come to Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, I got that. Okay.
Sexist grandpa wrestler.
Okay.
I almost said bear claw wrestler. Like I was, I ate a bunch of bear claws, but I like the idea of wrestling old men.
Yeah, me too.
A lot more.
Mm-hmm. Especially in Texas.
Hey,
everything's, I don't know.
All my exes.
Gay, so gay.
In Texas.
I agree. All right, you guys. Well, that was a new bunch of ladies who just wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They just,
no.
Yeah, not at all. So let's get this over with real quick. We got we got the old ding dong doozy of a joke of the gay for you.
Yay. Yeah.
I'm gonna do a different one. I had one that I was gonna do, but it was longer.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna do that one now because we took a little while with the beginning while I was telling that story. I took a little while. Sorry,
that's fine.
Putting the blame on someone else. Did you want to go first or second? I'm doing one and I'm done with it.
Oh, I'll go first. It's just a sentence. Whatever. It's I want to organize a marathon where the runners are all Limp Bizkit fans, and then the people standing on the side are holding cups full of hot dog flavored water.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So,
whatever.
That'd be a fun. I would do that race.
Yeah.
I would
do it all for the nookie.
Yeah. That's the prize at the end of the race. Sir, let me ask you this. How does someone muster the courage to run 10K on nothing but hot dog water and chocolate covered starfish?
Yeah.
Well, sir, I'll tell you this. I did it all for the nookie. And then he just blows his brains.
Yeah.
All right.
It's very hard running trying to keep my baseball cap on.
Yeah.
It's not very aerodynamic.
Yeah, I also noticed it must be hard to see in those all white fucking
t-shirts.
No, contact lenses. The remember the guitarist had those, the ones that turn your eyes all white.
Oh yeah, that guy
that was
cool.
Creepy as shit. Or wait,
what's it to you, Gaylord?
I think they were black.
Was it all black?
Yeah,
or it just made the whole iris black,
know.
Right?
Yeah,
fuck.
I don't know.
Something. It was something weird.
Yeah,
I don't know. All right. Well, let's just keep rolling.
Exactly.
So this is really, really fucking stupid. But I think it's probably been done before. But here we go. I got catcalled by a group of teenagers the other day. They saw me walking down the street and trip over an inch-high lift in the sidewalk. And they immediately yelled, "Meow! What a pussy!" And that...
Nice.
That's it.
I like it.
That's it.
I like it.
It was going to be something like, and then they started chanting, "Pussy, pussy, pussy, pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Meow, that must have hurt." I should have done that.
Yeah.
I like that ending better. I'm never going to say that on stage. I'll probably say it once if I'm drunk.
Yeah, might as well.
Cat called. You guys get it? do you get it?
Pussy.
Oh, man, you guys. Keep up, would you?
Cute!
All right. Well, We got kind of a special treat. Do you think we should save it for the next cast?
That's what I was thinking. And then should we just do this and then call it a day?
I think so. Let's try it out at least. We'll save that. Okay. You guys, we got something neat to share with you, but we got to wait. You got to wait until next week. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Anticipation.
Woo-wee! Yeah.
So, sorry.
Take a break.
Yeah, we're going to, so it's what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick 40 seconds of one-star reviews.
This product is not special, it's tasteless, over-roasted, brittle, not super extra large, super medium, too squishy, breaks easily, uncomfortable for long donkey rides, doesn't fit like the picture, covered in mold, very thin and no texture, made my cat sick. Not what it used to be. false advertising, doll, can hardly stand up on its own. Too hard to assemble, hurts my neck, cheaply made. The outer covering was cracked, meat was rancid, poor customer service, obviously fake, and fucked my wife. 1 star.
No stars.
No stars.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't understand. I've listened to that several times, and my buddy Brian Smith made it for us to play for a commercial, and I can like kind of picture where certain reviews came from, but one is just and fucked my wife is just yeah. is one.
It's funny.
Yeah, it is. I don't know where or what they could have been talking about, but. Yeah, exactly. But I think my couple favorite things were made my cat sick and yeah. uncomfortable for long donkey rides and then fucked my wife.
Yeah,
like, oh yeah, yeah, I bought this new this new kind of Febreze.
Yeah.
Walked in on it fucking my wife.
Can I push this, or is this spoiling anything?
Oh yeah, you can't do that.
Okay,
you can't push those. Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, "What the fuck is
yeah,
this?"
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, don't push those.
Fella, my eyes are dry as a bone. Frankly,
you'll see.
Yeah, I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
You fat bitch. You fat bitch.
All right, you guys.
What we're doing.
We got this. Yeah. We got this thing going where sometimes we'll dig up old podcasts that we tried or that we produced mm-hmm. with other people, and they just didn't pan out. You know, they just they didn't make the cut. You know, if they fell on the cutting room floor,
I wanna kiss you all over,
as some would say,
mm-hmm. and over and again.
And so we figured we might as well get some mileage out of them.
Yeah. They're just sitting around collecting dust and
yeah.
cum.
So. Yeah, come on. Well, and so we figured we'd share them with you. So that's what we're gonna do in this bit called Other Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Other Podcasts, but we didn't. I don't think we've ever really thought of a neat name for this one.
No,
but that's because it is what it is. All right, you guys.
1 sec, I'm writing something.
That's down. All. That's all we got for it.
Okay.
And that's all.
Yeah,
so.
Deal with it. Sorry, yeah. Everything can't be a great fucking pun. We'll think of
that's
it eventually.
That's so stinky fart.
Yeah.
I was hoping that'd be more aggressive.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, so I dug up one that's, okay. Yeah, I dug up one that's long. So I wasn't sure if you wanted me to start with it or finish it or go. How many did you end up digging up?
I have 2. Count them.
Okay.
2 marshmallows.
Would you prefer to play them back to back? Would you want to go one of yours, then a long of mine, and then end with you?
Yeah, let's do that.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, let's
okay.
do that.
Let's do that.
All right, give me...
give you the page you need?
Yeah.
I got you.
All right. Yeah, this first one was called, it was a family, speaking of, you know, not clever names, it was just it's fucking Family Lineage with Hulk Hogan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he was trying to resurrect his career, and for some reason thought it'd be a great fucking idea to start a podcast with a no-name dicktard, so I was like, all right, Hulk, let's do it, buddy. And he was like, hell yeah.
Dicktard.
Yeah, so this is Family Lineage with Hulk Hogan and Casey Ruben Studdard.
There you go.
All right. And we're back. All right, everybody. Welcome to Family Lineage with Casey Studdard and Hulk Hogan, the podcast where we figure out how people are related. You know, Hulk, it's really, I always have difficulty trying to figure out how people are related. I don't know why I'm talking like this, but you know, it's a problem I struggle with, and I think you're the right man to help me out with this, to be honest with you. So what do you say? Do you want to get this thing started? All right, here we go. Let's start with something easy. Let's say Hulk, your sister marries a man. How are you two related?
Brother.
In-law. Yes. Well, technically yes.
Brother.
In-law. Yeah, it's close. Whatever, oh for one, it happens. All right, what about this Hulkster, what if your mom remarries? How are you related to your new daddy?
Brother.
Now he's not your brother. That'd be a little weird, Hulk, but you know, who am I to judge? I mean, you can call that man whatever you want. You know, he's your daddy. You do your thing. All right, buddy. I'm gonna need you on this one, because this one is pretty tough. All right, your second cousin twice removed. Let's count them. One, two, twice removed. Marries a woman. How are you related?
Brother.
No. I mean, good guess. I guess, you know, it's a lady, so she wouldn't be your. You know what? You know, let's just skip that part and move on to the segment where like the listeners get to know us a little more, and like we tell them about some of our interests and stuff like that. So, Hulk, buddy, what are some of your favorite movies?
Well, I like Undercover.
Brother.
Our Idiot.
Brother. Brother.
Bear. Oh.
Brother.
Where art thou? My Blind.
Brother.
Four.
Brother. Brother.
Step.
Brother.
The Blues.
Brother.
In Juana Man.
Oh, whoa, yeah, classics in there. So yeah, it's good. Some good shit, buddy. What about TV shows? What do you think?
Big
Brother,
Band of
Brother,
iCarly.
Hey, yes, I'm with you on the iCarly. I've been saying that shit for years, dude. That show's fucking funny, man. I know. I'm a big Gibby man. He's my favorite character. He's always taking his shirt off and doing silly dances. Who's your favorite character?
The
Brother.
Oh, Spencer. Oh, he's a good one. Yeah, dude. I actually saw him at a taco place, at like my favorite taco place in LA, and we made eye contact, and he looked really sad, so I didn't say anything. But, you know, yeah, he's a cool-ass dude. But you know what? I think that's all the time we have for this episode.
Gay.
Oh, Hillary Duff just walked in, and it sounds like she's already warmed up for that other podcast I have. That's exactly the same thing, pretty much. So,
gay.
We'll see you next time, everybody. So I can't believe that didn't take off.
Yeah, man, I don't understand it. It's probably just because there's not like a ton of movies with Brother in the title.
Yeah.
So he ran out of stuff to talk about pretty quick.
And that whole sex tape thing came down and he had to sue Gawker and shit.
He's like, it wasn't me, it was my
brother.
Yeah.
And my twin.
Yeah.
I thought that the podcast should have been called
Brother
from Another Mother.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Fuck. That's why we didn't. Yeah.
It's all in the title, I think. Yeah,
it really is. And he was like, you know what podcast I love? My brother. And me. And he was like, why can't that be us? And I was like, Hulk, the name's already taken, buddy. But yeah. Brother from
Another
Mother.
It's already taken. Come on, man.
Fuck. That's a good one.
Yep. I would not mind hearing from him again in the future. Oh, wow.
We'll see what is up to.
It's very good. It's very good. Holy shit. Yeah. I didn't on this one here that I dug up, there's no celebrity guest. Mm-hmm. The only guest is last time we did this segment, I had brought up a podcast that I would do that was called I Got a Feeling. Mm-hmm. And it was me going to my doctor and asking about, you know, these weird things that I was feeling, like these different symptoms and things like that, and then him kind of giving me feedback. Well, the excuse me, oh man, I got that thing where I thought I was gonna burp. Yeah, and it's still trapped. Yeah.
Back off, I'll take you on.
Headstrong. Yeah, but he apparently started his own podcast in...
Your doctor?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
He started his own podcast based on the fact that, you know, I never let him say what the diagnosis was, and he didn't care for that. So, excuse me.
There it is.
So the doctor started his own podcast. He asked me to produce it, which was, I guess, nice. Mm-hmm. In reality, I think he kind of just stole my idea.
Oh.
And he just put a twist on an idea that already existed.
Okay.
Which is pretty lazy.
Yeah, come on,
to
buddy.
Me. But, yeah. It's... I'm going to play this clip.
All
right. Clips, I should say. And I don't know. I got to preface it by saying that this was always weird to me because I only had my ma come to the doctor's with me once. And it was when...
Oh, really?
It was when
I got a feeling
that it was something really important that my ma also needed to know about.
Because
usually it's
your
pretty
boner.
Yeah, it's usually it's pretty. It wasn't my boner, Casey. Yeah. Okay, it's usually something. It's usually something I want to keep private because it involves me having a lot of
drink.
And she doesn't need to know about that. And, mm-hmm. you know, but, you know, I brought her along once. And when we left, she was even like, this is what's crazy. She was like, I got a feeling that you and your doctor sound oddly alike.
Oh.
Yeah. She was like, it's crazy. It sounds like your doctor sounds like you if you were trying to do another voice, mm-hmm. but kept screwing it up and the inflections kept changing and so forth. So I just wanted to warn you guys that, you know, it. You know what my doctor sounds like? It sounds like me after a couple of... Drake! So, yeah, just that as a heads up.
Okay.
For this podcast, which he never even titled.
Oh, what an idiot.
So I think that might have been the thing that kind of really... Oh, wait, no, he did. It was called Doctor Doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, so the whole premise, I guess, was just, you know, him giving diagnoses to his patients. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was... Here we go. Doctor Doctor, give me the news, I got AIDS.
Ooh.
You got the AIDS big time.
Oh, not big time.
Big time, yeah. So yeah, it's not going to be fun from here on out. You're going to have to take AIDS medicine and you might want to get an aide to help you with your AIDS treatment. All right. So that was just one podcast episode.
Oh shit, yeah.
Here's the thing that I thought was
a little gloomy.
Yeah.
A little dire.
Well, that's the thing. They're all pretty dark. And the thing that I didn't think was great was every episode title was the actual name of his...
Oh, no, the patient?
Patient, yeah.
Oh.
So that one was John Glimpher. And apparently Glimpher has AIDS.
Glimpherd?
Big time.
I was trying to think. I couldn't think. Oh, fuck. It doesn't matter.
What?
I was trying to think of somebody we know named John. I can't think of his fucking last name.
Gasper?
No. Yeah, John Gasper has AIDS. Do you think he listens to this?
No, I don't think he listens to it.
No.
Last time I talked to him, I don't think he does.
No, Jasper's cool.
Gasper.
I'll call him Jasper.
All right, so here, I got a couple of episodes of these. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the nice thing is I think he knew with AIDS, most people knew what AIDS were about. But then I was talking to him and I was like, hey, man, maybe you should post some more like rare conditions that you come across. Because he started just doing some where it was just like... It was just like, doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of the common cold.
Oh.
And there was like 18 episodes of that.
Dude, that's a huge buildup.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, all right. So you need to start picking and choosing a little more. Maybe start taking on patients that seem like they've got some weird diseases and stuff. So mm-hmm. So here's some episodes of of that. So here we go. Doctor, doctor. Epidermodysplasia verusiformis.
Oh, okay.
Lewandowski-Lutz dysplasia, aka, and in layman's terms,
yes.
for the tards, tree man syndrome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so let me explain this to you as your doctor. Here's what tree man syndrome is. It's what appears to be tree bark growing out of someone's skin may actually be epidermodysplasia. Verusiformis. Sorry if it sounds like I don't know what I'm talking about, but very rarely do I come across this. And of course, it isn't bark. These growths are actually warts that can be exacerbated by exposure to sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
While these warts may be benign early in life, they can become malignant later in life. And the warts are caused by a rare mutation, so that's kind of neat. You're a mutant. I know that's kind of a fun thing happening in the theaters nowadays. It's a mutation of the EVER1 and EVER2 genes, you know, which is pretty fun. Though the function of the genes isn't really well understood, the mutations cause the skin to be extremely susceptible to human papillomaviruses 5 and 8, which typically don't cause disease. So that's good. While there are some treatment options available to mitigate the symptoms, unfortunately, I need to tell you this, there's no cure. So, you're just going to have this, but you know, you are Groot, you know what I mean? Like, is like, you're like Vin Diesel now, man. That's pretty legit. I mean, if I'd be psyched about it. Hey, if you're a sci-fi fan, not only are you a mutant, you're also one of the leading characters of Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, nice. And hey, Lord of the Rings too, you know, lots of neat shit to make you less sad, bud. And hey, maybe you'll be like a fruit tree. You're not gay perchance, are you? I mean, that's just free food right there. You could be an apple tree, a pear tree, a pineapple tree. Hell, you could be anything you want to be as long as it's a tree. So that's another episode. Mm-hmm. That one's a little more interesting, but he just gets, I think he's a little inappropriate.
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard a clip where, I heard this clip that you cut out because he was like, hey, since you're a tree, I got you've been prescribed a tire swing.
Oh,
yeah, a little much.
That was a little much.
Yeah, come on,
He's seriously one of the most insensitive doctors I've ever talked to. But you know what? This is when the podcast did start picking up after that.
Oh, okay.
People, you know, the roast battles were starting to get big and everyone really enjoyed. I think it was the sound of crying in the background.
Yeah.
That really brought down listeners. But the roasting, people loved.
Yeah.
They loved it. And it just came off so natural. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, he was like,
doctor, doctor, give me the news. I've got a bad case.
Aquagenic urticaria. Water allergy. I think a lot of people, let me hit pause real quick. Sorry. I think a lot of people also, especially his patients, didn't care for the way he pronounced these crazy diseases and symptoms, or not symptoms, but you know, and, because he didn't seem like he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And I'll give him this. He knew. He was just fucking with him.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing. He was just being very condescending. He was reading it as if they were reading it.
Yeah.
And I think that was his way of trying to be like hooked on phonics, where you're like spelling it out for somebody so they could say it. And and then when they say it, it's, you know.
Maybe it's a lesser impact if they have to say it aloud to themselves.
That's, you know what? That's good. Giving him benefit of the doubt kind of thing.
You got canker and they're like, you mean cancer? And you're like, you got it.
I actually think that happened once with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's an idiot. I know. No,
he didn't know how to say AIDS until I explained it to him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was just like, I'm really scared of getting AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what is that? Lemon AIDS? And I was like, no, dude, what are you talking about? And I don't know. He thought it was ALDS.
Oh, wow.
He thought it was a lowercase L in the middle.
Wow.
For the longest time. I don't understand it. But yeah, let me,
ALDS, he must be a big baseball fan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I love baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know why they put the lowercase L in
Oh, I forgot to dot the I.
Yeah.
Dot your I's, cross your T's, and drink some water.
Sorry.
I'm a doctor.
Sorry.
Oh.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news, I got a bad case.
Of aquagenic urticaria. It's to the layman's, you put the lame in layman's, it's called a water allergy, which is crazy. You know, as the majority of our body is made out of water, it seems odd that an allergy to it would even exist, though it isn't a true allergy because it doesn't trigger a histamine response. There are some who develop itchy hives and welts even after mere minutes of water exposure. This condition is quite rare, so, I mean, that's kind of cool that you have it, because barely anyone else can get it.
Like a Pokemon.
Yeah, and the cause isn't well known. Some have speculated that the water itself isn't the cause, but rather specific chemicals or impurities that are ubiquitous within water.
Mm.
However, even purified water can trigger a reaction among some, so be careful of the jugs. Beware the jugs of water, and tits, too.
And the man show. They got those juggies.
Yeah. Murderous whores. the most common treatment is topical application of capsaicin, which is used to relieve pain. And so, I mean, here's the greatest thing, though, is you're not alone in your struggle, and you also get to have something that's so rare, which is so cool because no one else has it. It's like a t-shirt you found at a thrift shop. But I got to tell you, a celebrity has and had, I should say, exactly what you have. This water allergy disease, and it's I don't know if you ever seen the movie The Wizard of Oz, but the Wicked Witch of the West, she had exactly what you have. So
we're not in Kansas anymore.
I'll tell you, ma'am. watch out for buckets of water. Okay, that's all I gotta say. And yeah, I mean, that's kind of neat though too, isn't it? I think it's pretty neat to have something in common with a witch. So yeah, let me get you out of here, and I'll talk to you later. Beware the beach. So that was another one.
Nice.
I got a bunch of these. I'm not gonna play them all.
Okay.
Just because he's it's just, it gets a little old. But here's one that was, this one I thought was interesting.
All right.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
Foreign accent syndrome.
Mm.
So sorry, bud, but I got to tell you, it's crazy. It's a very strange thing. I know you had a stroke recently, which is probably what caused it, but it's let me tell you a little bit about, I'll tell you a little bit about it. It's accents can reveal a lot of information about where someone is from, and nearly everyone has tried to speak with an accent foreign to their native region. However, some people develop a condition that causes them to uncontrollably speak in a foreign accent, even if they have never visited that area before. Often several types of accents can be used at different times or may even be blended together. This rare I'm telling you, man, it's cool. It's like it's a neat accessory. This rare disorder typically comes about as a side effect following a stroke. See? Stroke, I told you. This is stuff I wrote. I'm just reading you what I wrote. I didn't want to forget it. This isn't straight off the internet. Or other brain injury. The person with the condition not only changes the tone of voice, but will also change tongue placement during speech. Hey, you can tell your wife you're welcome for that. That'll be neat. The only treatment for this condition is extensive speech therapy to retrain the brain to speak in a certain way. But I got to tell you, man, I don't even know if you have this, because I haven't noticed a difference in your speech whatsoever. I mean, I know you're from the Midwest. I don't hear that much difference in what you're talking about. Is it, oi, are you taking a piss, mate? That sounds like a right wonky of a diagnosis, you Burke. You're plumb lucky I don't hop across this table and give you a good wallop on your meat and two veg, you quacking tosser. Well, like I said, it doesn't quite sound like you, you've lost that Midwest accent. But hey, you know what? I'll give you something for it. It's called a high five.
Mm.
that was that episode.
Crocodile Dundee and, nuts.
Yeah. And yeah. I think that's, I got a couple more. I don't know if I want to do them. I'll do one more. Okay, we'll end on this. I know it's too much. It just gets long and it's...
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I've got a bad case.
Pseudomama. I've never heard of it before. I'll tell you that right off the bat. Even as a doctor, I've never heard of this one. At least never knew the name for it, but pseudomama is basically when breast tissue develops in places other than the breast. Hey, that's the breast idea I've ever heard. This will usually occur along the milk line or other spots of the abdomen. In rare cases, however, pseudomama will occur on stranger parts of the body, like the face. Face titties. That's something to write home about. Recently, a very odd case of pseudomama surfaced when a 22-year-old girl went to the doctor complaining of an odd growth on the bottom of her foot. Upon closer examination, the doctors found the growth to be a nipple, complete with an areola hair, eccrine, and sebaceous glands. Most girls have no negative effects on their hosts, though they are usually removed for aesthetic purposes. Not all cases of pseudomama are present at birth, and some develop randomly over a lifetime. And I got to tell you, lady, good news is you have an extra nipple. The bad news is all three of your babies died of lactose intolerance.
Mm.
It's the only time you've ever seen someone with triplets get them all to latch at the same time. But I should have caught it. I should have caught their lactose intolerance. I apologize for that. I was too busy staring at your extra titty. But we'll mark this one down as death by Hooters.
Mm.
So that was that one, I think, was the most insensitive one.
Yeah.
Out of all the ones that he did.
Milk line?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
That's You've never fucking, heard milk line?
No, that, I want to work that into a joke.
Milk line.
Or just casual, everyday conversation. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just, you know, I was waiting. I was waiting by the milk line.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to do that in a sext.
Just hanging out by your milk line. I'm gonna
run my tongue down your milk line.
I'm gonna nibble on your neck and then then go on down to the milk line.
I'm sorry, huh? What?
Hey.
Yeah. Baby, I'm gonna kiss you. I'm gonna kiss your milk line.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So for my last one, back when I was in Michigan, I was staying. Yeah, we went back for some fucking asshole's wedding. And I spent some time in my hometown of Taint John's. Spent some time in my childhood bedroom. I was just going through my closet, you know, mm-hmm. just trying to kill time, and I ended up finding an old diary.
Oh wow!
And not only that, I found my diary's diary.
Oh,
so then I've been reading through them both, and I've just started a podcast where I read an entry from my diary, and then I read an entry from my diary's diary. So. Okay. It got a little, you'll see why it ended
soon. I'm very curious about it.
So here we go. Dear Diary, I woke up stuck to my bed again, but like Daddy always says, it's better the sin happens while I'm asleep than when I'm awake and Jesus can see it. My sin smells like a swimming pool and it makes the dog puke. It's the second week of seventh grade and I already wish the school year was over. I haven't made any friends yet, and my math teacher, Mr. Ormsby, wears diapers. I wish I still wore diapers. They would be perfect for catching my sins. Today for lunch, I had chicken nuggets and watched a kid teach other people how to suck air through their anuses and fart them out. I wish I could do it. I wish I could do that, but I can't. Not since the accident. I met a girl today. She had kind eyes and a fat ass. I'd like to hold her hand while she jerks me off. I think tonight I'll duct tape my pecker to my leg to avoid desecrating my bed. Daddy says it's what Jesus would want. And then, so that was just an entry from seventh grade. And, you know, that's embarrassing. And,
man,
I'm brave for sharing it. You're right.
I think you're very brave.
Thank you. So then I found my diary's diary and, a little bit of a different story. Dear Diary's Diary. Jesus fucking Christ. If I have to listen to this little chode babble on about coming his pants and daddy says this and daddy says that any longer, I'm going to fucking kill myself. Hey, buddy. I got an idea. I got an idea of what you can write next. How about you try a suicide note? I mean, fuck, dude. You got no friends. Everyone thinks you're autistic and you sleep in your own cum. You don't even clean it up. You just leave the crime scene for the world to see. At this point, I'm not sure what has more cum on it. You were the bed. Fuck, I can't take this shit. The least you can do is buy some other notebooks The least you can do is buy some other notebooks so I can get to fucking. Someone's got to do it around here. Let's take that again. I should proofread these.
That's all right.
And just,
hey.
You know, rehearse. But you know what you got to do, You think since I recorded this, I would cut this all out. But, you know, honesty. Let's not take that again. So good luck getting that girl to jerk you off. You can't even look anyone in the eye. You should stick your dick in a lawnmower and ride that John Deere off a cliff. I'd rather be a notebook for Nickelback than you, you sad fucking sack of AIDS. It hurt my feelings a little bit. It didn't go on too long.
That's a hard thing to find, man. No one really talks about that. You hear people talk about finding their old diaries and it, you know, they get to reflect on how they used to be and how they've grown. But man, it's pretty rough to find a diary of your diary.
Yeah. They're your thoughts.
Your diary's diary.
Yeah. It's not cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I'm glad I haven't dug through an old closet in a while.
Well, there's some skeletons in there and they are. Yep.
I really fucking hate that you made me picture coming in a diaper.
Oh yeah. I did have a math teacher who wore diapers and I may or may not have to use his actual name.
Oh,
he's probably
man.
Dead by now though, so it's fine.
Hey,
that's terrible. I shouldn't have said
diapers save lives, I think, right?
It was always a rumor. I don't think he did.
Oh, that he wore diapers?
Yeah. Yeah.
He might have. I remember I had a teacher that it sounded like he had a little crunch to his walk.
Mm, yeah.
You know? I don't know if that means anything or if you're just a kid and you have no clue what else exists. Yeah. So you're like, diaper. Like, as soon as you hear like a weird noise while someone's walking, it's like, I had a candy wrapper in my pocket. Mm-hmm. And people are like, well, I heard a crunch.
Sounded like pampers to me.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That depends on how you look at it, I'll tell you. Yeah.
There's a kid who got caught jacking off in his class.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew the kid, and I was like, why'd you do that? He's like, I was trying to impress a girl.
What?
I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Like,
yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
I've never jerked off to try to impress. Well, that's not true, I guess. Try to impress? No, I haven't.
I think he said he was trying to get his dick hard to, like, show her.
Oh.
But I was like, mid-class, buddy.
So that was the... That's before smartphone shit right there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just have a pic of your hard dick, and you can be like, here it is, ding, ding, ding.
Here's my digital apparently. Camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, well, let me show you, but just give me a minute.
Yeah.
Give me a minute.
Let me get it presentable.
we're watching giraffes give birth right now. It's not doing that much for me.
Yeah. So that was it.
Hey, I think it was a decent handful of failed podcasts that you guys can definitely you can see how and where they failed.
Yeah, hit us up. We'll send you the tapes.
Yeah, we'll definitely send them to you, Betamax.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to. Hopefully, you can find some more tapes from Hulk. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think you know how he is about tapes.
Doesn't want
certain ones being released.
That's very
true. So I'll fucking talk to his ass.
He doesn't want any gawkers.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. This is what he does when I call him. Wow, buddy. Guess I'm not your brother.
Yeah, he goes from real high-pitched voice to fucking nothing right away.
I'm just, Come hide it just because.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So that was a good little assortment of some podcasts there. So we're going to take a quick commercial break with 60 seconds of an Easter cheer. Yeah, I know Easter's not coming up, but shut up.
6, 7, 8. Easter coming up. Don't beg while you out here built like an egg. Easter coming up. Don't fall built like Humpty Dumpty when he sat on the wall. Easter coming up, don't beg. While you out here built like an egg. Easter coming up. Don't fall built like Humpty Dumpty when he sat on the wall. Go Humpty, go Dumpty, go Humpty, go Dumpty, go Humpty, go Dumpty, go Humpty, go Dumpty. Get ready for church to hear the preacher preach. And don't let your child forget that Easter speech. And grandma said, don't forget the fall. While you built like you ready to ball. Go hump that, go dump that, go hump that, go dump that, go hump that, go dump that, go hump that, go dump that. Egg. Let's go, eggs with number one.
I guess that's a cheer for if your team is named Egg.
Yeah.
Eggs.
I like it. Or do you just love the egg people on Twitter?
Yeah. Let's go, Eggs. What are you guys? We're the Maryland Eggs. Oh, cool, man. That's pretty fucking sweet. Just your our mascot hasn't been born yet.
He's just a
good, great, grand, wonderful.
I like it.
Oh, goodness. All right, you guys. Well, we're at that point of the episode where we are going to
oh my God.
Name that episode. You know it and we blow it.
Yeah.
That's what I forgot. Name that episode, everybody. So we're there. We're square. Let's jerk off to it. And what do I got? I wrote down never eat soggy waffles, which isn't original or funny. I wrote made my cat sick. Casey Rubin stuttered. kind eyes and a fat ass. And then I wrote milk line.
Milk line's good. Yeah. I wrote guess this mess, catcher in the thigh, Brother from Another Mother, Trapped Burp, like Trap the Band.
Ooh, okay.
And then Crocodile Dundee's Nuts.
Oh, okay.
So I like Milkline.
Milkline or Catcher in the Thigh.
Yeah.
I like both of those. Let's go with that. Milkline or Catcher in the Thigh.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? I think that was great. That was great right there.
Mm-hmm. We both wrote stuff down. That's never happened before.
Yeah, no, I didn't write great shit down, but...
Hey, man, it's better than nothing.
I think having it over here on the right, because otherwise I'm being left-handed. I can't, like, whatever. Excuses, Mr. Kuban. Guess what?
That's so fucking
the loud
good.
One's the... Oh, that one's the same one.
Is it?
I didn't say you were retarded. You said you were retarded.
No skits.
I didn't say you were retarded. You said you were retarded.
Bring back Mad TV, you fucks.
I think there's three that are the same.
Yeah.
Ha! Ha! Ha!
No, that one's different.
No, they are. They're all different.
Ha! Ha!
I think those two are the same.
You think?
Yeah.
Ha!
Or that, I don't know, that one's a little louder.
They have like a weird different background thing.
Yeah.
It's also hard because some are recorded really horribly I'm grabbing from and some aren't great, but you know.
Carol.
Oh, Lorraine, the fucking apple of my eye.
Carol. I didn't say you were retarded. You said you were retarded.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I apologize for absolutely everything. As always, my name is Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban.
Getting in that pussy hole.
And go check out howsadness.com to listen to the podcast. Oh, shit. Yeah. So I just finished figuring out how to make interactive Mad Libs online. So if you go to howsadness.com and you go to our Mad Libs, there's two Mad Libs up, two Mad Lib suicide notes that are ones that we did from a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
But it lets you like fill in all the stuff and then you get to see your Mad Lib. It's you know, it's kind of neat. It took me a long time and I think there's probably a better way I could have done it if I knew coding a little better, but if you go to it on your phone, once you get there, just reload it once and then it'll work. If it doesn't work the first time, just reload the page because I think the JavaScript needs to do something. I don't know what's happening, what's wrong with it, but it took me a while to figure it out, and then there was a whole day of me fucking with it and I just had a fucking plus sign in the wrong place. And that fucked everything up, and it made me. I did like hours of work.
Me.
Oh, yeah.
Equal sign.
Yeah.
Us.
If I would have just remembered that,
yeah, together,
I would have been good
to get her.
But yeah. So check that out. Those Mad Libs are neat, and we might do some more Mad Libs later. Go to moistjunk.com. There's a bunch of House Sadness gear there, and I have some other new things coming out soon. You can get 15% off your entire order. If you use the code FARTCAST, you guys, take advantage of that before I get huge, before all these...
Summer dick hits.
Yeah, before summer dick hits and everybody wants to be trouncing around, flopping that dong in their moist panties, moist shorts, I don't know. Hey, guys, get on it. Casey, what do you got for them?
Oh, Casey_Sutter, all lowercase, tell me you love me, but leave me alone.
Oh, I like the new edition. It's good. Yeah. All right, I'm gay.
Happy with no teeth. Happy here in hibernation. Slurping on a peach. Staring at the situation. Key at my foot. Meowing out a conversation. Rocking back and forth. That's my only destination. Old man on the back porch. Old man on the back porch. Old man on the back porch. And that old man is me. Old man on the back porch. Old man on the back porch. Old man on the back porch. And that total subsonic vacation. Got chicken on the drums, pounding out a perfect prescription. Got 20 little worms, all plugins of amplification. Got 1500 bass drum lugging bug-eyed monkeys all arriving at the station. Old man on the back porch. Old man on the back porch. Old man on the back porch. And that old man is me. Old man on the back porch. Old man on the back porch. Old man on the back porch. And that sitting on the back porch, kicking my legs back, rocking in my rocking chair, sitting there on a little back porch, about to fall apart, so I think I'm about to repair it. Just as I'm thinking about repairing it, some little friends come along with some two-string, one-string, no-string guitars, and they plug them all into the back porch. And they sit around playing all their favorite songs. They're kicking back, feeling real good, real fine, real full of the wine. And everything's fine, everything's beautiful, everything's great. I just feel so good, you know, I'm 70 years old, and I'm slipping everything through a straw. But I'm an old man on the back porch, old man on the back porch. Old man on the back porch, and that
old man is me.
Old man on the back porch. Old man on the back porch. Old man on the back porch, and that